first of all, I will start with saying happy birthday. And did you think you would still be in public office at 90?
No, I didn't think I'd be in public office at 75 either. Politics was never one of the subjects in my list of ambitions. My ambition was to be a newsman, and I did that. Then I left it, did industrial marketing, and then I purchased a newspaper, and I thought I had retired until one day the person who was retiring as mayor of Post Falls came to me and said the business community had talked about the next mayor and they wanted me to be a candidate. And so I thought about it, I ran, and I was elected, and that's how it started.
One of the things I've been doing over the last month is collecting demographics on all of Idaho's lawmakers. Age is just one piece of what we're looking at. And one thing I noticed was this particular legislature has 9 people in their 30s, so you've got quite a few young people, which you haven't had in a while. And I'm wondering if age matters at all.
Oh, I don't think age matters. I think maturity matters. I think, again, in the legislature, it is important to have the diversity. And two of the new legislators from our area represent that diversity. One is a man highly skilled and highly rated in the assessment and evaluation of properties. The other one is a young man who I believe just turned 30, who after several kinds of jobs, just a year ago received his law degree. And so he will bring that young, energetic attitude into the legislature that stirs us older folks into a new area of curiosity and investigation about what really is possible, what really is necessary in the legislature. So the diversity of age and experience, I believe, is essential.
Any plans to retire? I know you just ran for re-election.
I did run for re-election, and I'm elected to my 5th term. I don't have specific plans on retirement. This could be my last term, and that'd be a total of 10 years in the legislature. It may be time to step aside and let one of those young people with a new vitality and different educational, different background, to be in the batter's box, so to speak. And I may do that. On the other hand, it depends upon what is undone at the end of 2 years. If there is some special opportunity that we haven't fully implemented by legislation, I may decide to stick around one more time. I'm not ready to make the retirement decision as yet.
What are the things that keep you motivated and keep you excited and keep you, continuing to run and want to come down here?
Oh, it's just it's a totally satisfying experience, because not only do the individuals in the legislature work well together, and we share a mutual respect. Even though we may disagree violently on some things, we still respect the other person. But frankly, the people back home, it is so satisfying to do legislation that answers issues locally. And it's common at the post office or the supermarket or at the filling station that people will come up and say, "Mr. Henderson, we appreciate what you do. Thank you." And that's the reward.